This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Very glad to have you with us. Welcome aboard. It is Saturday night. We have got some breaking news for you right at the top of the show tonight. And Kevin McCullough, hoping that you will be with us for the full 2 hours, because we do have a very big broadcast for you. There's a controversy coming out of the IndyCar racing circuit that I found interesting. We may take your phone calls on that. The Democrats have decided to actually play fair and play nice. We're going to get into what they decided to do at their convention today. And Heather Robinson's going to join us in the Ladies Lounge in Hour 2 tonight, so that should be fun as well. But we start with breaking news tonight from the world of politics. And as we are discussing this very topic, the news is still coming across the wire as Arizona Senator John McCain, a war hero who survived 5 years' worth of abuse at the hands of the Vietnamese, has passed away tonight. You may know, if you paid attention to talk radio yesterday, that the family was announcing that he was doing away with any further pursuit of treatment. And what that, in essence, left for them tonight was, making way for the eventual passing of the senator. And that came fairly quickly. In his last hours, he turned down further treatment. His family announced that yesterday. He was born in 1936, served the country in the military during the Vietnam era, and passed away after serving a rather lengthy time in the Senate. Had two runs at the presidential nomination, of which he secured it to face Barack Obama in, 2008. And in doing so, failed to get across the finish line, despite a very interesting presidential campaign. But tonight, Senator John McCain is no longer with us. He has gone on to the other side, and he is no longer suffering, that's for sure. On Friday, his family said last summer he shared with Americans the news of what our family already knew, that he'd been diagnosed with aggressive glioblastoma, and the prognosis was serious in the year since. He had suppressed expectations for his survival, but the progress of disease and the inexorable advance of age rendered the verdict. John McCain added that with his usual strength of will, he has now chosen to discontinue that medical treatment. Born in 1936 in the Panama Canal Zone, where his father was stationed in the Navy, graduated from the Naval Academy himself in 1958. He went to Vietnam, and in 1967, that was when his A-4 Skyhawk was hit by a surface-to-air missile over Hanoi. He was captured by the North Vietnamese, who tortured him and beat him for more than 5 years. He was in solitary confinement for several of those years. He said one time jokingly, my room was fairly decent-sized. I'd say about 10 by 10. The door was solid. There were no windows. The only ventilation came from two small holes at the top of the ceiling, about 6 inches by 4 inches. The roof was tin, and it got hot as hell in there. John McCain served his country on the battlefield, served his country in the Senate. He wasn't always particularly appreciated for his maverick stances on things. He gave indigestion to more than one president over the course of time. President Barack Obama, of course, famously chastised him at a round table that they had concerning health care just shortly after the election was completed. And he said, John, maybe you forgot, but I won. But he also was a little bit of a, an irritation to President George W. Bush, often voting against some of his more important initiatives. And then his sort of preliminary battle with current President Donald Trump is legendary, and he is now, of course, been on record as saying that the president said in the primary that he would he prefers people who didn't get captured. But the president, in keeping with the tradition of the presidency, did tonight tweet his thoughts. And let me just tell you what the president said just moments ago on Twitter. He said, "My deepest sympathies and respect go out to the family of Senator John McCain. Our hearts and prayers are with you." And that is the statement by the president on Twitter tonight. So right up top here, just happening a little more than a half hour ago, Senator John McCain passing away and no longer with us. If there are additional details throughout the evening, we will make those known to you. But as you can imagine, I would imagine many of the Sunday shows tomorrow will be dealing with the life and legacy of Senator John McCain as his passing has occurred tonight. All right, Calvin McCullough, good to have you with us. It's Radio Night Live. There is an interesting discussion about a very, very interesting take on something that happened in the Democratic meetings in Chicago this weekend. They had their national committee meetings, the Democrats did, in Chicago, and they decided to make some rule changes for the 2020 election cycle. I'll tell you more about that as we get into a discussion of that a little bit later on in the broadcast. In the ladies' lounge tonight, Heather Robinson is going to join us for the first time. She's a writer for the New York Post. She writes a monthly column there. And it'll be nice to get to know a new face to the Ladies' Lounge. She writes about a number of things, but something that she has in common with something that we've done at this show is she has a big heart for those that are being sexually trafficked. And we'll find out a little bit about what makes her tick and why she does what she does. But she's a brand new face to the Ladies' Lounge tonight. And then there's a story that I would love to take your calls on. And by the way, if you want to discuss Senator McCain's life, we can do that as well. I'll add that to the topic of things that are open for discussion if you'd like to at 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But we will also take your call on a story out of IndyCar racing that to me just defies every ounce of common sense that there can possibly be had. There is an IndyCar racer by the name of Connor Daly that is, his father was from Ireland and immigrated here many, many years ago in the late 70s or early 80s in that time. And in 1980, he gave an interview, the father did, and he Derek Daly is his name, and he used the N-word. In an interview that was conducted in 1980. And he had just moved to the U.S. The usage of the N-word in Ireland had a different connotation and a different meaning. When somebody informed him after using it in that interview what the connotation was in the United States, it literally mortified the dad. He apologized and never used the word since. Now, having said that, that was all on the dad. But the sponsor of IndyCar driver Connor Daly, Lilly Pharmaceuticals, specifically their diabetes line, decided to unsponsor Connor Daly because of the evidence of this interview popping up from 1980 with his father. Now, I don't grasp the rationale for why they've decided to go that route. But we'll take your calls and see if you think it's merited or not. 888-340-3373. I'll give you more of the details as we get into that story. But it just seems bizarre that the sort of sins of the father and a one-time, as best we can tell, and someone who was grossly apologetic when he discovered the connotation of what it was in America, again, having just moved here just before giving that interview and apologized and never used it again. It seems a bit harsh to me that the sponsor would leave their but you know, the question there, and this might make for interesting conversation tonight, is that just the day we live in? Like, one chance is all you get. And if you make that mistake, you're just done. I would love to talk about the idea in modern society, in contemporary society, is there such a thing as forgiveness? Especially when it comes to race and racial slurs and what people say, and if they lead a different life and they go a different direction, is there room for that? Or are we so unforgiving that it is necessary to punish people even decades later, 40 years later, to do so in a way that harms the child of the person that did it? So we'll take a look at that and take your calls at 888-340-3373. But repeating my top story tonight, Senator John McCain has passed away, a Vietnam-era veteran, longtime senator, and again, the president tweeting his condolences just within minutes after the news came out, saying he's sending his deepest sympathies and respect to the senator's family, and the hearts and prayers are with them. And that's a good thing to do.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some.
Glad to have you with us. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, and our phone line is always open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And if you're just joining us, the breaking news tonight is that John McCain is no longer with us. He is RIP, rest in peace. He was someone that served his country in a variety of ways. He served us via the military and admirably in the Vietnam War before being taken as prisoner of war. And then he served heroically in 5 years of captivity, several of those years in absolute isolation. They tortured him, damaged his body, injured him in ways that were just completely inhumane. And he is no longer with us tonight. John McCain dead, born in 1936, going home in 2018. As we have more news on that, we will let you know of the details of it. The family, of course, expressing gratitude to the nation for their kind thoughts tonight. The president speaking up on Twitter just a little while ago, sending respects, sympathies, and prayers for the McCain family. Has to be an interesting, if not awkward, interaction between the Trumps and the McCains, given the things that were said in the campaign. No doubt about that. If you've got thoughts on this, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We will take those thoughts, and we'll be glad to put you on the air tonight. And then there's a couple of other stories that we're following as well, and I hope that you can participate in those discussions. Heather Robinson also going to join us in the Ladies Lounge for the first time tonight. As well. Now, there was this very interesting story that developed out of IndyCar racing today, and it was on the front page of FoxNews.com. I'm not sure what other outlets carried the story, but Connor Daly is the name of the man kind of at the center of this, and Lilly Pharmaceuticals, which is a well-known, very prosperous pharmaceutical company, was one of his sponsors that decided that they were no longer going to sponsor Connor's racing team. And this is a big deal because you don't really get to keep racing if you don't have a team that has sponsors. And so you in order to pay for everything that's got to be paid for, and he had Chevrolet and other endorsements from different people. But Lilly Pharmaceuticals was actually a very good endorsement for him because as a young child, Connor Daly was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and he had it his entire life. He was more than just someone who wore the patches on his uniform. He could go and speak to crowds and students and other people about what it was about and be able to do so with a degree of expertise because it's something that he had dealt with. Well, in the late 1970s, his dad immigrated to the U.S., and in 1980, just after coming, in an interview, he used the N-word in an interview that was done. And it was done. He did not realize its connotation. He was told of it immediately. He apologized, never used it again. He had come from a part of the globe that it was not met with that same connotation. And so for all these years since 1980, it has been kind of a settled issue. There was nothing else to say. There was nothing else to do other than to apologize for having used it. And so he never did. Well, that's the father. That's Derek Daly. That's his dad who used the word and had to deal with the embarrassment and the aftermath and so forth. Connor's a successful racer. When this interview came to light a couple of days ago, Lilly Pharmaceuticals decided to drop the racer from sponsorship and no longer sponsor his team, even though he is himself a diabetic and a perfect spokesmodel for what they're wanting to get out there. So what I would love to know from you tonight is, do you think that's fair? Is it right? Is it the right thing to do? Because what you could say is that, well, like father, like son, I guess some people could think that way. Others would say, why would you punish the son for anything that the father did? Given the fact that they're two different people, and given the fact that it was 30 years ago, and given the fact that there was really nothing about it that had anything to do with Connor, when he gave the interview, Connor had not yet been born. That's how long ago this was when it took place. So why should the son lose his sponsorship from the pharmaceutical company that is making a diabetic drug for kids that this particular race car driver has diabetes and is reaching young people and kids for the cause and is telling them about it and is a great person to do so? 888-340-3373. I'm very curious as to your thoughts on the story, because the more I thought about this, the more I thought, wow, if this is the direction that we're going to have to end up going, what does it say about the culture? What does it say about what we are becoming as a culture if you cannot even allow the daughter or the son of someone who is obviously repentant and doesn't wish to embrace that or be known for that anymore at all? What does this mean? Is forgiveness completely out of the picture? Are we no longer able to do that which is necessary to have a civil relationship with people that sometimes do things that are grossly offensive? If somebody says that word, not understanding its full context, does that in some way violate their opportunity to be involved in anything beyond there? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I think it's a legitimate question, because I have this feeling that due to the kind of polarized day that we live in, you've got this kind of unorthodox expectation that people are going to be perfect or they're going to be punished. And I don't know how long that allows us to really survive as a society. Who among us has not made some mistake at some point? Now, it'd be different if the father came and he used it in that interview, and then he used it in another interview, and then he used it in an interview after that. It'd be one thing if we were talking about some sort of habitual pattern. It'd be another thing if the son had ever used it. But Connor Daly, the son, to our knowledge, has never used it. The father used it in 1980, apologized after, didn't understand, now has not used it since. What's the benefit of the pharmaceutical company from going away from this? This would actually be an opportunity, I think, to take a real brilliant stand for something good by staying with them and maybe even going on offense and doing a PR campaign. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A former Trump Tower doorman says he's been released from a contract with America Media Inc., the company that publishes the National Enquirer. And now he can discuss claims about President Trump that he had been prohibited from revealing. This represents another legal setback for the president, who has endured several of them this week alone. The former Trump Tower doorman has received $30,000 during the presidential race in exchange for his silence about what he says he knows of an alleged affair that the president had years ago with his former housekeeper. The doorman claims that his relationship with her produced a child. America Media Inc. CEO David Pecker has been given immunity by federal prosecutors looking into former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's allegations that candidate Trump directed him to violate federal election laws. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Some breaking news tonight. John McCain dead at 81. That happening within the last hour. And the family finally announcing. The longtime senator from Arizona no longer with us. And if you've got thoughts on his legacy and anything important that you want to say about him, we'll take your calls, 888-340-3373. We're also talking about this particular story out of the IndyCar racing circuit. Very unique story today. I ran across it on Fox News. It really bothered me greatly, because who among us could ever live up to being perfect in our own ways and means, and certainly trying to live up and be perfect for on behalf of our parents would be something that would seem mildly insane as well. And yet that seems to be the standard that the Lilly Pharmaceutical Company that makes diabetic medicine for particularly type 1 diabetics like Connor Daly, the IndyCar racer, seems to be a little bit, seems to be out to lunch to me, because they're making this young man suffer. They've dropped their sponsorship of his racing team because his dad used a racial slur in a 1980 interview that he didn't fully understand the context of, and then when he did, he apologized, never used it again. He just moved here from Ireland. They've used it in another context there. In America, it was much more potent and charged and so forth, totally unacceptable. When he understood what it was, his words were, "I was mortified. I don't want people to think that that's how I feel." But that was in 1980. We're in 2018. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, your reaction to this. And does it ask a bigger question here? Are we a society that is no longer going to choose to forgive people? And if we are that society, what's going to happen to our society? 888-340-3373. Let's go to Richard calling from Louisville. Richard, listening to us on AM 970, The Answer tonight. Hello, Richard. Good to have you here. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Kevin. I think that if this was a comment by the father 30 years before and the son's being held responsible for it and everybody's ignoring the context, this man, the father coming from Ireland with different cultural standards anyway, and the fact that he never said the word again after it was brought to his attention, I think it's ludicrous for the son to be held responsible. And it does show a tendency away from forgiveness in our society and a tendency away from thinking clearly, just thinking clearly. I believe our schools really should really focus on teaching children and young adults to think clearly, because that's what we're losing sight of, I think, and losing the ability to do. We do too much sweeping. We make too many sweeping generalizations and too much stereotyping, and that's how prejudice travels. These things could be taught in school if teachers would really make an effort. I don't think they're doing it. I think they're going with the flow. They're following, they're doing what the government wants them to do too much instead of, what really needs to be done.
Yeah. Well, they're definitely focusing on the academic test taking results, which is kind of by law what they're all driven by, because that's how the tax dollars get divvied up. But even beyond that, even in the home, there's ways that we can address this that should be being done. It makes me wonder if the company had some other reason that they wanted to get out of the sponsorship and they're just using this as an excuse or something, because I just can't for the life of me think how anybody would think this is a fair outcome to the driver, to the actual son who they're actually sponsoring. 38-year-old charges.
I wonder if the company is actually confused over what happened. It's hard to believe, but they might have the son and the father confused.
Well, I would think that's – thank you for the call, Richard, by the way, and thanks for listening to us there in Louisville, and tell all your friends. We're here every Saturday night. I think that actually if that is the case, then the company's got bigger problems than this. I don't know if I'd trust them with my medicine. Can't keep a dad and a son straight. But my goodness, it happened 38 years ago. The kid's in his 20s. It happened before he was born. And yet, he's going to pay the price because of something that his dad did and he didn't know. Kevin McCullough.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthy, healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Glad you're with us. Radio Night Live, live from New York. And for those of you that have not yet done it, you've been hearing me talking about the tour that we're taking to Paris and Normandy and Champagne and all of those places coming up in October, October 6th through the 16th. Kevin McCullough here. Glad to have you with us. I would love for you to call and hold your spot. I got word yesterday there are only 5 spots left in the first bus that we've got scheduled. So we need you. If you're going to hold a spot, you better act quickly, because as we get closer to October 6th, the pressure on those availabilities, if you're thinking about wanting to go, are just, it's going to be a crush, and you can't guarantee that you're going to get a seat later on. So if you're thinking you want to go, it'd be good to call and hold your spot now. 888-733-9494 is the number. We're going to see a number of things while we're there. And in a week or so, we're going to have on this broadcast one of the last living officers who was not an officer at the time, but became an officer after World War II, Colonel Ed Shames. He's actually depicted in the Band of Brothers. He's one of the last living officers that was a part of the 506, 101st Airborne, an easy company. He traveled the Normandy, Bastogne, Champagne route. He knows the stuff, and he's going to tell us some of his stories from that day, from those days being there. But then we're going to have the chance to go and step foot on those beaches. We're going to have the ability to see where they crossed, how they took those guns out on Omaha and Utah, how they crossed that Pegasus Bridge, how they were able to take the surrender of the Nazis in Champagne, Eisenhower allowing the Nazis to surrender to him, where they held the line in Bastogne when they only had summer weather uniforms and it was a blistering cold winter when they were huddled in those foxholes with no fires and nothing else, and yet they held the line. Friends, it's a real study in heroism and what makes America great. It's one of the things that we're celebrating about John McCain's life, right? I mean, his ability to overcome in the moments where he just had to endure excruciating 3 years of isolated confinement and a 5-year POW experience. I mean, who could imagine such a thing? So if you have not yet done it, please consider signing up, holding your spot at least, 888-733-9494, 888-733-9494, 888-733-9494. And you can also see what we're going to do on that tour by checking out the conservativetours.com website. And he's got Ken Chase, the historian who's going to lead us, has got all the stuff we're going to do there. But we're going to see Pointe du Hoc. We're going to spend 7 nights in Paris. We're going to eat French food. When we go to Champagne to see the place where the Nazis surrendered, we'll also be doing a gastronomical field trip that day, eating some of the delicacies of the region. So I hope that you'll make plans to be with us. It should be a lot of fun, and I look forward to being with you because I'm going to have the privilege of kind of welcoming you and hosting you on the bus. So let's look forward to that. 888-733-9494 if you want to go with us to the Paris of the Beaches of D-Day Freedom Tour 2018 is the name of it. All right, my phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let me rerun what we're talking about with you tonight. John McCain is dead at 81, passing away within the last hour. The different voices of the world are starting to weigh in on his passing. Shortly after it became public, the president tweeted out his prayers and thoughts and respects for the family, asking the family to take comfort. You know, Senator McCain did a lot of interesting things. He irritated nearly every president that was in office after he ran for president in 2000 because he was kind of a thorn in the side of George W. Bush, and then he was kind of a thorn in the side to Barack Obama. And he was a thorn in the side to candidate then, Trump. But I think that you can separate kind of the maverickness of his Senate service and kind of put that on a different level and look at what he did in Vietnam and come away with still just abject appreciation and gratitude for the tremendous character that he demonstrated while under fire and while doing the things that that very few people are capable of doing under any circumstances. To be able to persevere to the degree that he was is just a really remarkable the hallmark of his character, of who he was as a person. And so while there may be many of us that were irritated with him politically from time to time, I don't think anybody in America can say that we don't appreciate his example. I know that his daughter, who I don't know well, but I do know, and his wife, Cindy,
are appreciative of your thoughts and prayers tonight as the family now seeks to mourn his loss and move on with what's next for them. I know that it will be a few days of equal crying and celebration. Happy that that his life will be remembered and that he will be celebrated, but also quite sad that they've lost their father and their husband, and that the United States Senate has lost somebody that has really been a landmark in that body as well. All right, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Coming up at the top of the next hour, Heather Robinson's going to join us. She's new to the Ladies Lounge, and you know that in the beginning of the second hour, we always reserve some time for the brilliant women in media. We call it the Ladies Lounge because that's where they come to us every single week. And Heather was recommended to come join us by a buddy of mine, Frank Morano, here in New York Radio. And as I got to reading some of Heather's stuff, I thought, you know, this really is a voice that could use some amplification. So we're going to look forward to a chat with her, get to know her a little bit. And then beyond that, we'll look at some of the things she's written about. There's an interesting comparison that she's made in her most recent column for the New York Post, and that is that Pretty Woman, the musical, has just opened on Broadway. You may know Pretty Woman from the movie Julia Roberts, Richard Gere. It seemed to be quite the film when it came out. A lot of people swooned over it, etc. Most of the girls I knew at the time did, that's for sure. But now the musical is the adaptation of that blockbuster film. And Heather's asking some important questions about a culture that is celebrating that storyline in light of what the news headlines have said in recent years. And I think it's a legitimate discussion. So we'll get into that with Heather Robinson in the next hour in the Ladies Lounge. And then the Democrats today really did something rather remarkable. They did the right thing for their party, and I predict something that will hurt them politically in the days to come. Stick around for that.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. My phone line is 888-340-3373, where we'll also take more of your calls, if you so wish, on the story of Connor Daly, the IndyCar driver who is being more or less punished for his dad's sin from 38 years ago. Literally in 1980, his dad gave an interview just after coming to the U.S. He used a racial slur. He was not aware of the context of what it meant and how it was used and why it was so offensive in America, used differently in Ireland, evidently, and apologized immediately, decided, you know, that's not for me, I won't use that again, done. This evidence of this interview popped up this last week, and now his son, who's a professional race car driver on the Indy circuit, Indy 500, he does some NASCAR as well, is being punished. One of his sponsors has dropped him because of the evidence of this interview, and they pinned it. They put that in their public statement, that because of this, they've decided to no longer associate with the son. Well, what does that say about who we are as a country, as a nation? One time, you get one chance, that's it? Are we really that hardcore? I mean, do you know how many mistakes our leading politicians and professional athletes and actors and all these types of people make all the time? I mean, think about this. The people of West Virginia nominated and elected to the Senate multiple times a former Grand Kleagle of the KKK. Now, he said he had seen the light and air of his ways and so forth. But the Democratic Party elected a Klansman for multiple terms to the United States Senate. And this guy uses one word one time 38 years ago, apologizes, never uses it since. And his son has to lose a sponsorship? That just seems, I don't know, harsh. Is that where we're at? Is that what the country is now? The least forgiving place on planet Earth? You make one mistake, you're done. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And then a little bit later on in hour two, we're going to get to this story. The Democrats held a conference in Chicago this weekend and decided to make the rules of how their presidential nominee gets nominated more fair. And I applaud this. I think the making of the rules is the right thing to do, what they're trying to do, and I'll explain it all to you. But I think it is kind of a bit of a death knell for the Democratic Party. They're going to be more open, more transparent. It's going to be much more fair to the people that are running. But I think that when Democrats and liberals in particular begin to tell the voters, the actual voters, what they believe, I think that's where they get into trouble. And so I think this is actually going to end up hurting things. Kevin McCullough, stay with us. It's Radio Night Live. We've got lots more coming right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
That's 80.